Tight Assets presents John Dodd Gets Taken for a Ride by Richard Lumsden, with Peter Gunn as John Dodd.
Now then, I do. This is very nice. A bit of peace and quiet from the folks. I won't disturb them. Let them settle down, otherwise they'll only start to fuss. That's me father, sitting in his chair. Taking up the fire, says me mem. Sitting much too close. He's had his pint of lunchtime ma from the Druid Arms. He always says a pint. I'm fairly sure it's two. Before he's back at dinner time. Mam brings out his favourite wooden tray the quarry gave him on his final shift. Well, no one else can use it. Wouldn't dare. He'll eat his snap. And then he tends to wake the moment when his leg has got too hot. And to this day, the left one's very red and quite a different colour from the right. That's my sister Janice, by my dad. She's very good at puzzles in a book. She gets it weekly. Is it saved by John? John that runs the shop, that is, not me. I don't save it for her. That'd be stupid. That's John's job. He's also a John. I didn't know there could be more than one. I'm underneath a lamp that's not switched on. It won't be until we've had our tea. I've not even had my dinner yet. Mam won't have it plugged into the wall until we need to see. It's important the wires in the mains lead are coloured in accordance with the following code. Green is earth, but fittings marked as such do not require equipment to be earthed. Black is neutral, red is live, and the plug must be fitted with the proper fuse. Mam is scared of electricity. She doesn't like the sockets on the wall open, in case it all comes flying out. If I had my way, I'd swap the lamp on a little earlier in the day. I wouldn't light the fire till the night, if I had my way. But then you can't beat a real fire, can you, me duck?
Quite a queue, I dare say. All right, John? Kept you waiting? You're getting hungry.
Are we out of Rennie's?
Oh, thought you were asleep.
No, just quiet.
Aren't they on top?
No, I've finished that packet.
I'll have to go back across to the shop.
You're all right, go later.
I'll put John's dinner out. Can you wait?
I am all right, not to worry. Don't make a fuss.
I'm turning slowly, quickly as I can. The accelerated engine passing by will more than likely be... Yes, it is. Up the hill, a mobile library van. Off up more to Stanton than away to Stanton Lees and down to Darley Bridge and back to Bakewell Library. The van will call same time, same day, every week. The driver will be happy to arrange a personal visit for those who may be elderly, infirm or hard of hearing. There it goes. Up toward the moor. We don't bother. The book's not for us.
There you are, John. Don't spill. Don't play with it. Eat it while it's hot.
Food is always eaten while it's hot. The goodness goes the colder that it gets, which is why a salad is no good as a main meal. Unless the day is very, very hot, which means the sun is out in summertime, and then you've got enough of goodness coming through the walls. It don't count to have the fire on, because that is going outwards through the doors. The only trouble is when food is hot, your tongue gets sore from moving it around. Our house is on a hill, set slightly back from the road up which the van just went. Garden at the front. I like to see the flowers right up close. But they're not as pretty when we go past them at night. They're always brighter when I'm sitting here looking out the window. Must be something odd that happens in the light. There is another room which we don't use, so as not to get it in a mess. And next to that, the kitchen at the back. It won't be long before I have to go that way again. I think I'll be all right until I've finished up my plate. Besides, it's not as hot now as it was. My dad has got a brother, he's a twin. Uncle Frank works in a factory making Rolls-Royce fancy cars in Crewe. We don't see very much of him these days. He likes a laugh. And every time he comes, he puts a coin worth 50 pence into me hand. He winks and says, "Don't tell your mam." but when he'd gone, she'd know. Keep it safe. Use it as a contribution toward me upkeep. Or a cream bun from the shop.
If you want to go to the toilet, John, just go, for heaven's sake.
He'll be minding his own business now. The other room is nice without the fire. I like to have a look, but better not to dwell in case the dust gets trampled in. Out the kitchen, past the potter's stew, which will do a good few more days yet. It can't rain for 5 days, only then a shower in the night, so I don't need to slip the plastic shoes on bar the door. Bugger me, it's bright, as Dad would say. The breeze is very nice. I'll just stay sat and catch me breath. If I lift me head and tilt it back, I can just about see through the hole high up in the door, a tiny square of light with 4 sides turned upon its point. If I stretch me neck and push my knees, I can see the back wall of our house, up the drain pipe, up the kitchen door. There's my room, the one in which I sleep. Janice has the window, me the wall. I often wonder what it'd be like to swap our places, but it's only fair because she goes out to work in Matlock Bath. I plan to take a corner of Uncle Frank's and spend it at her till to see her face as I go lolloping, because that is how she says I walk, a lollop, which makes me laugh. Mum tells her not to tease, but my dad says, it's just good fun and does no harm. Janice is at home because it's half day. She shuts her till at 12, then gets the bus. With the messages me mum asked for, purchased when she had a coffee break. Back to Matlock, changes, Ollie's home. Till his pigeon's going for a fly. Fresh air blowing in is very nice. Probably be nice to get a nap. Don't want to get ourselves too tired while there's plenty of the day to get through yet. There's Mrs. Bacon, up from the shop.
Oh, aye. You know the Dickinson boy? Arthur's lad, what's his name?
Oh, yes.
Lives up on the side of Dronfield.
Oh.
Janice, you know.
Gary?
That's it, that's the one.
Graham.
Aye, that's it, Graham. Arthur were in, having a pint. Said he's had his face burnt from an accident down the mine. He's in at Chesterfield Royal.
Oh, they've got a couple of little ones.
3 now, Arthur says. Then the younger lad, Kevin's had a 4th in New Zealand. But Arthur's still not seen the youngest two.
Oh, dear, they have been busy.
Aye. Jean wants to go out there, but Arthur's not so keen.
It'll be hot out there.
Oh, aye. Cost a fortune to get over.
How's Graham? Burnt his face then?
Aye, badly, apparently. A bit unlucky, actually. They only had to do another 4 weeks till getting redundance.
He'll be glad he's got himself a wife.
Aye, we'll be stuck. It'll show, I know.
I think me mum and dad are quite relieved not to have to deal with little ones. A blessing not to have, Dad always says, any more like us running around. But it's just good fun and does no harm. Me dad's always telling Janice soon she'll be too old. As for me, well, I'm a lost cause. But I'm not so sure. I haven't fully given up the thought of little ones. Of course, it does depend upon meeting the right person at the right time in your life.
Make us some tea, Duck.
Mum? Lovely. John?
Perhaps I'll wait until I've had some tea. Then allow myself a little nap. Other side of here is Mrs. Rags. She's very old. In fact, she should be dead. Every year, my dad cleans up the snow from off our path and off from Mrs. Rags. Every time he reckons it's the last. I'd like to help him with my scarf and my hat and mittens, wrapped up warm underneath me coat, all made by Mam from the blanket Dad won in the war. Or was it after, when the fighting ceased? It's had good use, the blanket, like the tray. Nice to get a present. It's a way of saying thank you for your life. I have to put my coat on when we all go out in the evening for our little drive. Don't really fit, makes me itch. I'd like to have a duffel, like me dad's. But it's better this than catching cold. Best part of the day for me, the drive. Mr. Raggard died a while before Janice and me came into the world. Worked up at the quarry like me dad. Nice man. Very private. Like his wife. Died while blasting limestone off the face. Then the regulations came in force, which means that hard hats always must be worn. That has made the job a lot more safe. There haven't been another death since then. Well, not up the quarry, any road. Mr. and Mrs. Ragg didn't go in for little ones, so Mrs. Ragg ain't got a family to look in, or clear the snow. Lucky there's me dad. Except a niece who calls from time to time. And a lady who lives down the street who, on a Thursday, brings her half a pie from Nelson's in Bakewell. I think it's pork. I've seen the bag. A Nelson's bag, I'm sure. The only pies that Nelson's make are pork. If Mr. Ragg was still alive, I think she'd bring him a pole one, would you say?
Thank you.
Oh, tied up.
John?
I'm not really in the mood for tea. Still full from my dinner. But it's kind of Janice to make it for us all. She'd be going soon on holiday, off to Skeggy. Last year it were... No, it's gone. Can't remember where it was she went. Janice ain't keen, but it's good to go and get away from it all, says me mam. I think she'd like to go as well. But she wouldn't leave me dad to cope here on his own. Maybe him and Uncle Frank could see eye to eye again. The lady friend he brought up when he came to visit last caused a stir. I don't think mam and dad reckon she's the one for Uncle Frank. Better have a sip. Or Janice Martin think I wanted tea. Scarborough. That were where she were, that's it. 2 years back, she got a brochure from Matlock Travel. Holidays in Spain. The sky is very blue. The walls are white. As far as I could tell, the prices change depending on what time of year you go. Mam wasn't happy about the plane she'd have to take. And it'd be too hot for Janice, who burned quite easily. There were too many prices to recall. And on top, she'd have had to find the additional supplement required for a single person occupying a double room. Instead, she went to Rill. Staying in a guest house on the front. Very nice it were, apparently. Dad tells her to be on the lookout for a young man. But I don't think it can be the right time in her life just yet. I'd like a wireless. Mrs. Ragg has one. She has it very loud because her ears aren't so hot. The sound comes through the walls. If I sit still and no one else makes a noise, I can make out what's being said. For many years it had me puzzled out, because next door on the other side of us is the chapel of the Methodists. And I couldn't work out why it was people, in the mornings of the week, were singing up to Jesus. Silly me. I've only seen the chapel from the outside, when we go out for our evening drive. There's another on the other side, a little further up. I don't know who sings to Jesus there. I think it's short. Perhaps because Jesus doesn't have as much friends as he once did. I wonder why. Further down the village is the church I went to when I was a little boy. I didn't go to Sunday school for long. Mam and Dad soon put a stop to that. Jesus only listens if you speak. He only wants if you're growing right or you're not much use to anyone. And it won't fare on all the other boys and girls who'd have called me names. But I don't know what they would have said. John, presumably. That's what it is. Oh, that's better. Fire doesn't half make you sleepy. Giving out some heat. What's the time? I think I'll settle down. Everybody else has drifted off. In an hour, sun will be right through the window here. bringing up the dust to meet it in a straight line from the rug. Got a headache. Right behind my eyes. That'll be the tractor going down. That's nice. Must have nodded off. I like it when my dad puts records on. Somehow makes the room a different place.
Jack, the door.
Aye, who will it be?
You better get it.
All right, all right.
I do. Got the fair in here then, have you?
Hey?
Fairground organ.
Oh!
Thought it were the Wakes already.
No, I've got gramophone on.
I've come to read your meter, Doug, electricity board.
We paid the bill.
Oh, no. No, we just need to check your meter. Not been round for a while. Need to get a reading. You've been estimated, you see. Make sure you're not being overcharged. Can I come in? No, only take a second.
Hold on.
Turn the gramophone off.
Aye. John, get onto the stairs. Quickly now. I need her.
Janice, pick up John's cup, please.
All right.
Sorry if it's an inconvenient time.
No, you're okay.
Blimey, you got the fire going. You must be roasting. All right, me duck.
Hello.
Do you know where your meter is?
That kitchen through there. Overcharged, you say?
The same as calling round each time, your bill gets estimated, based on what you normally use. For some reason, you've not been read for a while. It'll just set things straight again. Your next bill will be adjusted accordingly. If it helps, you can read the meter yourself and send that in, if it's very different from the estimation. But we still need to check up on you from time to time. Make sure you're not fiddling the numbers. I can't see it in here.
In the larder, behind the tins.
Oh, hang about. Have you had your flu check recently, Doc?
Well, I don't think so. Have we, love?
I don't think so.
Might not be a bad idea. Your chimney might be a little blocked. It's a bit smoky, isn't it?
Oh, aye, well, we've got the fire going.
But it's good to get it checked out for the fumes. Just to be on the safe side, don't you think? This isn't it, Doc. This one's not connected. It's Nolan. I haven't seen one like it for a good while. You'll have had it replaced with a new one. Long time ago, by the looks of it. Have you got a...
Yes, you have.
They usually put me somewhere like here.
Jesus Christ!
All right, love.
John, come out of there.
Bloody hell, are you all right, mate?
He's all right. That's exciting, please.
I wasn't expecting that.
Sit down, John. Over here, sit down.
Are you all right? Give me a start. Sorry about my language.
Ignore him, he's a bit funny. He's fine, aren't you, John?
Let me jump, mate. Didn't know what I'd found. Oh, blimey. Well, I suppose I'd, better see if the meter's there. Now we can get in. Hang about. There it is. There we go. That's got it. Good. Oh, did you go to St. Peter's, mate, in Wirksworth?
No, I couldn't go to school.
No, it's a special school. You know, I've a brother went there. Really enjoyed yourself.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have been right. He wouldn't understand out.
It's a good place. Well, it were when our Colin were there. Bit old for that now, eh, mate, though? Going to school.
They can't read or anything. People would have laughed.
Right, are you sorted?
I've got all I need. I can arrange to have your old one in the back kitchen taken away.
I don't think we'll bother.
Free of charge?
No, best not to fuss, thank you.
I'm queued up. Right here, then, I'm off. Sorry if I give you a fright, mate.
Bye.
Cheerio. Bye, Doc.
I'll make another pot of tea.
The beam of sunlight happened. Then it went. It took in all the carpet, down the rug, lit up both my knees, kept quite still. I didn't want to move in case it left. Eventually the hill got in the way, and the room returned to normal then. Gonna have a sandwich for me tea. Mam's in the kitchen boiling eggs. When I was small, before I caused a fuss, we went to Cromford Steam Fair. Funny how I've only just remembered that just now. On the meadows. Did we get a train? I think we did. No, first we got a bus to Matlock, and then we got a train. The field were full of engines, roundabouts, barrel organs playing everywhere, all sorts of rides. A cakewalk, is it called? You try to stand as it moves side to side, but it would throw you down each time you stood. It made me laugh. And I could see me mum laughing too. And Janice had a go. She couldn't stand up either. That was odd. To see your older sister falling down. That'd be where Dad got his record from. Funny what stays with you in your mind.
There'd beef and onion crisps on the side, John. They need eating up.
I'm sure that Uncle Frank once talked about a school called Peter. But I'm probably wrong. Get this down and then go for a drive. It's a lovely evening by the looks. Dad has had a nip. One for the road. Won't be long, then we're on our way.
Do you need the toilet, John? Are you sure? No good wanting to go when we're in the car.
Better had, I suppose. I think it'll be all right. But it's better to be safe. Missed a bit of excel on the floor. Crusts are out for throwing to the birds. Save them till the morning. Otherwise we'll have the rats from everywhere about. Red sky. Be another lovely day, if we're lucky. If we're lucky, aye. Little midges zipping through the air. The tiny square of light up in the door's not so bright. Of course, the sun has moved since then, across the sky on its way. That'd be the school my Uncle Frank wanted me to be at. It's no good. Can't go. Still, it's better to be safe than get caught short once we're on the road. Not been, so there's no need to flush. Oh well, done it anyway. I wonder where the old meter is. I'll have to look. I'll not have seen one old as that before. In the larder. Not supposed to go in there behind the tins. I'll have to look out for that when I get the chance.
All right, John. Get your coat on ready.
Janice, will you come in?
No, I'll not.
Eddie's easy. Leaving just the arms. Never seem to find the holes in here.
Stop messing with it, John.
Janice, if you're not listening to it, turn the gramophone off.
How are we doing?
Okay, I think. Mrs. Wells just calmed down. Okay.
Right then, on our way.
I'll unlock.
Lovely. This is lovely. In the air. Coat is very scratched on my neck. Need to shake it back. That's better. Still, it's good to keep the chill out. Wouldn't want to catch a cold now, would we, going out? Nothing in the bird bath. Looking like it could do with a bit of topping up.
How do, Mr. Dodd.
Now then, Mrs. Bacon.
Off out.
Wait, John, wait. Turn round.
Aye, duck.
All right. right, Mrs. Dodd?
Hello, Mrs. Bacon.
I say you're out with the family. Lovely evening for it.
Aye.
Another nice day tomorrow by the looks of it.
Aye, if we're lucky.
Cheerio, Mrs. Bacon.
Goodbye.
Bye. Come on, John. On you go.
It's open.
That's more like it. Lovely to be out. Let the fresh air blow into the cracks. Mam sits in the back, me in the front, next to Dad. I sometimes change the gear. Here, our house looks different from inside. There's the window, quite small where I sit. Can't see Janice. Can't see anything. Nice to have the lamp on when we're back. Lovely view from up here by the wall. One or two stones missing. Maybe Dad'll let me help fix it up, perhaps. I can see the village straight ahead. That's the Druid, bottom of the hill where it turns the corner to the right. That's the shop before it, halfway down. And there, the old post office, sadly closed. There's three ways out of the village in a car, up or down, or over Winster Edge. Up you get to Stanton Moor, then off to Stanton. I go straight ahead past the quarry, down through Stanton Lees, Darley Bridge, and then you're off up to Matlock, Matlock Bath and Cromford Hill. Down, you pass the Druid, Orley's Bridge, past the Chicken Coops, and Adden Hall, on to Bakewell, Buxton, Cat and Fiddle. Winster Edge, my favourite, don't go anywhere but Winster. Dad would need to turn the car face up the other way, turn right past the chapel, down the lane, up the hill, on past the wreck, and then the road becomes a single one-track lane, a steady incline upward to the farm, gently upwards, up and up and up. And then the road falls suddenly away, flying off the edges of the world. It drops right down. It couldn't be more steep. Dad would sometimes turn off all the light, and I would leave my stomach at the top. We'd be a goner if there was something coming up the other way, but there never is. Down through Elton, back to Gravel, onto Bopper Road. Winster's never up to much. Not when you've driven off the edge. You just go home, driving round the long way, not back up. It's a shame the car has broken down. Something in the engine that my dad couldn't get his spanner in to fix. He'll have another look at it sometime, save the cost. The garage ain't cheap. Must have been a year now, I should think. Still, it's nice to get out all the same. Sitting here, seeing a bit of life. There goes Janice putting on the lamp.
There's your whiskey.
Thanks, Doc.
Right, I'm up.
Oh, good night then, Janice.
Night, love.
Just a drop of cocoa, John. I have to go to the shop tomorrow and get another tin.
Oh, very nice.
Might have a look out for that meter. See if it's different from the one in there. The proper one that's underneath the stairs. When the door is closed, you cannot see anything. There's no little square to let in light, not like outside. Well, there's always light, even when it's dark. In there, you must keep completely still. Otherwise, the coat hook could take out your eye. The meter ticks just like a clock. Ticks much quicker when the lights are on. Dad's going. Mam's on her way.
Getting late, John. Are you off? We'll have another nice day tomorrow. Night, love.
Seem to have some trouble with the cuffs. Careful Janice don't wake. Buttonholes are still a bit too stiff for me liking. Probably the shirt won't warm before it got chucked out and given to the jumble. Fancy that. Mam's got an eye for bringing by. Busy day tomorrow. Think perhaps I'll give the flue a looking at, maybe. If there was some trouble with the fumes, Janice would be up for quite a shock to come down in the morning, find them both slumping in their armchairs fast asleep. We'd be all right. Seeing how the draught underneath the window keeps the room nice and airy, thank our lucky stars. If there were, Would me mum and dad get buried in the grave that lies beside Mr. Rags, seeing as we're next door? Pity that the cocoa's run out. Janice could have picked another up when she did the shopping if we'd known. I think that I'd be much more comfy if I could get my shirt undone. But I'd best not put the lamp on all the same.
John, are you still awake, John? I can't sleep. You see, coming in the shop past couple of months, regular-like, for a couple of items at a time, you know, roughly at the same time of day, like there's a lunch break and you've got to do your shopping, so it could be just a normal thing, as it is for people. But then he always says hello, like, nicely, and always tries to give the exact money and counts it into me hand. Sometimes, which I prefer when it's not exact, I can give him change and count it back, and it's something extra to say for a bit longer. Even if there's a queue forming, if the lunchtime rush is on, I'd rather be able to give the change. He'll ask if I'm fond, too, of purchases, and I've said yes, even when I'd rather have, say, a mint than a fruit sweet. He wants to walk me to my bus sometime, he said today, in a quieter time before lunch. He knew it was a half day. He had come in early. But I don't know what to do, John, about Mam and Dad. I don't know what we'll do with them when... And I don't know what to do about you. I'm a bit stuck about that. So... Oh, I don't think I'll walk with him to the bus, John. I'd better not walk with him to the bus.
Best just lie still. Best just close me eyes. Best to see just what the new day brings. Porridge, rich in fibre, low in sugar. Which is why you put the sugar on to make it taste good. Mr. Fairy's late. Don't taste so good without the milk. Man makes up a mixture half and half. But Mr. Fairy ain't called by yet, clanking down the path with our 2 pints, plus 2 the 1 for Mrs. Rag. I've seen the blue tits ripping off the tops, which makes me dad get cross because he likes the creamy bit. Which always makes me think the cows are clever. Squirting out the cream last into the bottle when they're milked.
Stop gawping at the box, John, and finish your breakfast. Have you had enough? You're not finished. You've left most of it. Well, go and sit down in your chair if you have. Put your stool away, please.
Not got long to check the meter. There behind the tins, I think he said. Just a glimpse to see the sort of thing we're dealing with.
What on earth are you missing at, John? Go and sit down.
Maybe get a chance a bit later on. Another lovely morning by the looks.
John, under the stairs, quick.
What is it?
Sam, Pat.
Oh,
quickly, John.
Janice should be reaching Matlock Bath any minute now, all being well.
Jack?
Providing the Tullys weren't late, missing its connection, shouldn't be.
Jack?
Service is their motto, after all.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Frank.
Can I come in?
I better not.
Doreen, how are you?
Not so bad.
Long time, ain't it?
Come in, Frank. Come in. Can I make some tea?
Not for me, Rain, I'm all right.
Are you sure?
No, love, just a quick visit.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Not at work, then.
That's right, Jack. How are you both?
Oh, not so bad.
I've been meaning to get up for a while. How's John?
He's all right.
Which way did you come?
Top way. Congleton Leek. Bloody great cow in the middle of the road, down Lathkill. Lucky not hit it. This is nice. What is it? Is it new?
Janice brought her back from Scarborough last year.
Very nice. Bet John likes that.
It's not a toy.
Only break it, which would be a shame. Janice having brought it all that way.
How's the factory, Frank?
There's a bit of... At the moment, there's a few of us a bit unsure.
Oh, dear.
There's been talk for a while.
Oh, well, you'll be up for retirement in a year or two.
6, actually, Jack. Possibly even 11, if I could. Which is a long time.
I'd have thought there'd still be a lot of call. Plenty of people with a bob or two wanting the fancy mortar.
Like I say, it's a bit unsure.
Oh, aye.
Which is partly why I'm here. I wanted to tell you, it's been on my mind. I thought I might go away.
Well, Janice had a good time in Scarborough.
A bit further, I was thinking.
Nice to have a holiday.
Not a holiday, Reen. I don't know if I want to stay. Thought I'd better come and see you, let you know.
Where do you want to go?
One or two ideas.
Are you all right, Frank?
Aye, I'm just... It's on my mind.
You didn't bring,
Peggy, Jack. Her name's Peggy.
Aye, you didn't bring her with you?
No, Jack, I didn't.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
No, she's not...
Only to be expected.
What does that mean?
No, it's not much of a surprise, that's all.
And why would that be, Jack?
I don't mean anything by it.
What are you saying?
Just that it was always on the cards, given her history.
Look, I can't stop long. I wanted to see John, check him out, if it's okay.
She gone back to her husband?
Is he still in bed?
He won't go out till the evening.
Oh, Reen, I'd just like to take John out for a spin.
No, Frank, he won't know what's going on.
Ask him, see what he thinks.
No, Frank.
I've got him a treat, something special.
He goes out in the evening.
Make him a nice change, then. I'd really like to see him.
No.
Say ta-ta.
No.
Wake him up, see if he'd like.
He doesn't want to.
Half an hour, Jack.
He just caused trouble.
I didn't come up here to argue.
Frank!
John! John, it's your Uncle Frank. Do you want to come out for a drive?
Frank, I said no. Now leave him.
There's many ways to knocking on a door.
John, get up, you lazy tyke.
Jack, he'd perhaps enjoy it.
He's not here. Where is he?
Meet a man had one way. Frank
where
another.
Outside toilet.
Be ashamed to miss me Uncle Frank.
You don't know what it's like. You turn up here. Months going by without any word. With your fancy ideas for John when you've no idea what it's like. Living 30-odd years, day after day, with someone in the house that you can't even...
Jack.
Is he out the back? Oh, he's not. You have not stuffed him in there. Hello, John. What are you doing in here, you daft coot? Get your coat on. We're going for a drive.
Parked there, at the bottom of the path, the biggest car I think I've ever seen. A Rolls Royce Uncle Frank had helped to build. A silver shadow, glinting in the sun. He said that she were perfect. said you can't even hear the ticking of the clock. Uncle Frank was wrong about that, though, because when you listen close, admittedly it's quiet, but it definitely ticked. When he got to work, they told him that they didn't need him working anymore. He took the silver shadow, freshly made, out of the factory, slipping through the gate, and brought it up to our house for a drive. He would have thought, for all the years he worked, they would have let him keep one for himself. Dad was mad, and said he didn't like the sound of it. Neither did me mam. But that was only just to side with Dad. I could tell she would have liked the drive. Up we went, through Bircher, Stanton Moor, into Rosely, up through Chatsworth Park. Dad had never driven us through there. Chatsworth House looked like it weren't real. In it lives the Duke of Devonshire with his wife, the Duchess. It's their home. They have a lovely view across the land of sheep and trees, a river running by. I must admit, I could have sat in there at the window, looking out all day. People out there walking with their dogs stopped to look at me and Uncle Frank. All the cars going the other way slowed right down to see us as we passed. Can't have been a very common sight, like tractors or the mobile Harper van. A silver shadow driving through the park. Uncle Frank said it's because they think I'm the Duke being taken for a ride. Headache's coming back. Close my eyes. Squeeze them shut to make it go away. Didn't drive it up to Winster, though. Didn't get to fly down. Off the edge.
In John Dodd Gets Taken for a Ride by Richard Lumsden, John was played by Peter Gunn. Rowena Cooper played John's mum. John's dad was Russell Dixon. Sophie Thompson played Janice, Stephen Alvey played the meter man, Uncle Frank was played by Paul Greenwood, and Mrs. Bacon, Tessa Peake Jones. Technical presentation by Richard Beedsmore, Anne Bunting and Charlie Hume, and the production assistant was Emma Satchell. John Dodd Gets Taken for a Ride was directed by Gillian Bevan and was a Tight Assets production.